Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the state Senate. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the Montessori's family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The disappearance of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudis insisted they know nothing about what happened to him. They said so in a phone call with President Trump and in person with Secretary of State Pompeo.
From the president, a triumphant tweet with a gratuitous insult. After learning a defamation lawsuit filed against him by Stormy Daniels has been dismissed.
Calling her, and I'm quoting the president now, horse face.
She responded, game on, Tiny.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is facing some backlash after she released DNA results.
The Cherokee Nation contested this result, saying it is useless to determine tribal citizenship.
Flooding continuing through Texas.
You can see the entire center of that bridge completely wiped out.
USA Gymnastics interim president and CEO Mary Bono abruptly resigning under pressure after just 4 days on the job.
A swing and a miss, a strikeout to end it, and the Boston Red Sox take game three of this ALCS, and they now lead the series 2-1.
Ground ball.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Start 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Wednesday. Stock market is down 14 points. Temperature outside is 75 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. How we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good myself.
All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Well, we're finally going to get back to some coolness in the air. I like that. Can turn my air conditioner back off again. Did not like running it last night. A lot going on here. Let me get some business out of the way here. First of all, Mayor will be here at 1 o'clock today. Number two is first-time callers can let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And we still have the filet mignon prime on sale. The grass-fed filet mignon. They have the tempura shrimp. Have you ever tried that?
The tempura shrimp? No, I haven't, I have to be honest.
All you do is you heat it up. It's really good. Or what I did is I put a little oil in a pan, and I cooked, kind of fried it. Really, really, really good. I know. Yeah, we got a lot of, let me get the right store here. Make sure I'm not missing anything from Fresh Market. La-da-da-da-da. There we are. 1635 Perry Hill Road. Yeah, we got a lot going on here too today. So, they also have the Chateaubriand hand trim prime 9 ounce for $16.99. Chateaubriand filet mignon $14 a pound. Grass fed filet mignon $18 a pound. Veal loin chops. I haven't tried that. I might have to give that a shot. I love things like that. Oh, they got those great bell peppers, two for $5. Here we come. And a little caramel apple pound cake.
Ooh.
That sounds really good.
They also have all sorts of cake donuts over there. I don't know if they're on sale, but they're pretty cheap. I think they're like $4 for like six of them.
Really?
Like pumpkin spice cake donuts because it is the season if you're feeling very basic. Or, you know, they actually have apple cider cake donuts.
Apple cider cake donut.
Yeah,
with a little milk with that?
Yeah, my roommate might have done exactly that, and I might have, you know, had one.
You may have. Did you snitch it?
Oh, no, I asked.
Oh, you have? Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Let's get the latest from Turkey on the killing of the journalist.
We're talking here, Polly Williams?
No.
Oh, latest, yeah.
Latest, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going to conduct a thorough, complete, transparent investigation. They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability.
Turkish forensic teams have just arrived at the Saudi consul's residence here in Istanbul. They've been trying to get in for a number of days now. This is one of those key spots where one of the vans came to following Khashoggi's disappearance at the consulate. So desperately still trying to find out what happened to him. Now, Secretary Pompeo, as you mentioned, arrived today from Saudi Arabia, straight from Riyadh into Ankara. And he told reporters that both the Saudi king and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had promised a transparent investigation and that the visit there had been incredibly successful. He made no mention, however, of possible repercussions.
They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
In Ankara, Secretary Pompeo met both the foreign minister as well as President Erdogan at the airport for about 40 minutes each. No details yet about those talks. Now, though, Turkish officials have disclosed further details of a gruesome operation involving interrogations, torture, and a bone saw. They say Saudi agents killed Jamal Khashoggi in just 7 minutes inside the consul's offices and then hacked him to bits, and that there are audio recordings of it. They also say that one of the suspects identified and who entered with the suspected hit squad 2 weeks ago is Maher Mutreb, a former bodyguard of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and a diplomat who is often seen traveling alongside the royal. Now, I've spoken to sources in Saudi Arabia. They tell me that all the people who were pictured in that Turkish CCTV have now been arrested and are being interrogated in Saudi Arabia. So a possible indication there that the Saudi part of this investigation is picking up steam as well. But still, no idea where Jamal Khashoggi is or what happened to him.
Okay, there's a lot of information in that. Number one, did you notice, and you may want to go back and just play the Pompeo portion of that piece, if you can do that.
If we can find it here.
It's just the very beginning of it.
We're going to conduct a thorough, complete, transparent investigation. They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability.
Promise accountability, even if you're a senior officer or official. Now, it sounds like the way it's getting set up is that they've grabbed the guys who did this, and they're interrogating them. And as I predicted last week, there was going to be a fall guy that's going to happen in this thing. And who is the instigator of all of this? And I kind of threw out the premise of a rogue person during that time, and it seems that that may be the route that they're going to go here. Now, there may be intelligence, and they have to think about this. What did they say while they were doing it to him? Did they mention the Crown Prince's name? You know, because it's kind of like a mob hit. You kind of want the person to kind of know before you whack them.
Right.
What's going to happen? And if there's audio in there, did they say something about the Crown Prince? So probably what they're being interrogated about is, what all did you talk about while you were there, since there's audio of this? What did you talk about before he walked in, if there's audio of this? Was there a discussion of what you were going to do, since there's audio of this? Were there any telephone calls that happened, since there's audio of this? That could be a little problematic for some people there. Let's listen to Polly Williams talking about the story.
The U.S. mission to find out what happened to Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi moved from Saudi Arabia to Turkey overnight. The missing columnist was last seen entering a Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and Turkish officials believe he was murdered there. Khashoggi had criticized Saudi Arabia's crown prince. He's the country's most powerful leader.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left Turkey this morning after meeting with that country's president and offering to help in the investigation. Holly Williams is in Istanbul, near a home that's become part of the Turkish probe.
Here in Istanbul, the focus of the investigation into Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance has shifted to this narrow street and the Saudi consul general's residence just behind me, which Turkish investigators hope to search later on today.
Secretary of State Pompeo said Saudi Arabian leaders had given him their word that they'll investigate Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance, 2 weeks after the Saudi journalist entered the country's Istanbul consulate and then went missing.
I stress the importance of them conducting a complete investigation of the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. And they made a commitment. They said they would do that.
In reality, it was only on Monday, 13 days after Khashoggi disappeared, that the Saudis even permitted Turkish investigators into the consulate.
And that was 13 days after they did the cleaning crew and they painted. And as soon as they said they went in with ultraviolet lights, that's looking for blood splatter that's out there. This is getting a little something here.
Some of the descriptions I've heard, it is horrifying. It's like something you see out of a torture horror movie. Things suggested what they were doing to this guy, essentially tearing him limb from limb while he was alive.
Right. I know.
But, I mean, it seems unbelievable that this whole group of senior officials even did this without the Crown Prince knowing. Unless I just don't know how Saudi Arabia works very well. But just my first blush at it is like, wait, these guys did it and went this far and again tore somebody limb for limb while he was alive on their own whim, not the order of the head of the government?
Well, it seems that something, and I'm not sure which way to interpret this, but the Crown Prince was a little upset after this got out, as if it wasn't supposed to get out, and he was real upset. And those reports, David Ignatius reported that today. And that one is kind of interesting. Very interesting. Let's play the second part of the story.
But that didn't stop the smiles and laughter as Pompeo met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Really strong and old allies. So we face a lot of challenges together.
Turkey has challenged Saudi Arabia to prove that Khashoggi ever left the Istanbul consulate alive. Officials here have told journalists they believe he was killed inside the building. Saudi Arabia has denied that publicly, but sources have told CBS News Saudi leaders are preparing to admit that Khashoggi was killed in an interrogation that went wrong. The Washington Post published the blurred passports of what Turkish officials claim are members of a 15-man Saudi team alleged to have played a role in Khashoggi's death. One member was allegedly a forensic doctor. The New York Times is reporting another is closely linked to the Crown Prince. Turkey says it's waiting for Saudi Arabia's approval to search the Saudi Consul General's residence. The Consul General has apparently already left Turkey.
Some reports have suggested that Jamal Khashoggi's body may have been moved from the Saudi consulate and then disposed of here at the Consul General's residence. But we cannot independently verify that.
Uh-oh. News 93.1. The MR Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This way we are. Reports coming out that Mueller is going to release key findings in the Russian probe after the midterms. Don't know if that's good or bad. But we'll find out in the fullness of time. Something happened, and it just happened like 2 hours and 20 minutes ago. Jared Kushner was on the shuttle, and that is there's a shuttle flight that flies from D.C. to LaGuardia, and it used to be hourly. I'm not sure what they are now, but I've taken it a gazillion times. And so Jared Kushner is getting on the shuttle to New York and is boarding in first class, and the Secret Service kind of steps in to stop a reporter from asking questions, and they have video of it, but let's listen in.
The Secret Service says it is now reviewing an incident in which an agent blocked CBS News correspondent Errol Barnett from trying to question White House advisor and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Hey there, Jared. Errol Barnett with CBS. Any comment on...
Secret Service agent.
I don't give a damn who you are. It's a time of
The Secret Service said in a statement it is aware of the video, but that no further comment will be made until the investigation is finished. That video has now been retweeted thousands of times. Errol Barnett joins us now. So, Errol, first of all, tell us what happened. Where were you?
So, on one of these shuttle flights from D.C. up to New York, and the Secret Service were the last to come on board with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. So your instinct as a journalist is, well, at the end of this flight, if possible, as they pass.
And were you trying to ask him about his involvement and his conversations with the Crown Prince of
Saudi
Arabia?
Precisely. I mean, yeah. Jared Kushner is key in the Trump administration when it came to forging the relationship with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He was behind this $110 billion arms deal that the president is reluctant to terminate amid questions of what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. So the question I was preparing to ask was, what do you make of the Saudi denials? Yeah. And the White House says that Jared Kushner, National Security Advisor John Bolton, spoke with the Crown Prince last week.
Okay, so that's only half of the story now. So on the shuttle flight to New York, and he's going to walk by, so he's trying to talk to him. Now, he makes a big point of, well, I have White House pass on and my press credentials and this kind of stuff. The problem is, you're not in the White House. You're in an airplane. And there's a big difference about you being in a White House, because what they did is they basically, you went through a security system. Now, you had to go through a security system to get on the airplane, but it doesn't mean that because you have a White House pass, that gives you a pass everywhere. That's just in the second part of the story.
Can you describe, though, what the Secret Service agent did? Because we could hear him say, I don't give a damn. Did he grab you or grab the phone, or what was the physical altercation?
So I was strategic. I waited until everyone in front of me had deplaned, and as Jared Kushner approached and the Secret Service were lining the aisle, I took out my camera. I had my CBS press pass on.
You identified yourself.
I have my White House press pass as well, which, as you well know, this is vetted by the Secret Service. So when the Secret Service sees this, they know you're legit.
Yeah.
I simply said, who I am and what I was asking, and the camera was rolling. So the Secret Service agent kind of ran interference, put his hand over my phone, over the camera, and said, I don't care who you are, and there is a time and a place. And what's key about this is, what is the time and place to ask Jared Kushner a question?
Exactly.
He does not make himself available, and there's so many more questions.
And it's a fair question. Did it appear that Jared was going to answer the question?
No. He seemed like he was stunned and wanted to get off the plane, and even afterwards, I kind of followed them out of the hall, and I thought, maybe not a good idea to pursue this. But these questions persist. There is an open invitation to speak with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump about this incident and what they think the U.S. should do next.
Well, as we know, this has launched an investigation at the Secret Service.
I'm waiting for them to reach out.
You know, the agent saying there's a time and a place for this, it is exactly right. And then he said, well, what is the time and place? Well, the time and place is for you to go to the press secretary and request an interview with Jared Kushner. And if he tells you yes, you got it. If he says no, you don't. It's not any more complicated than that. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infiniti has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268 horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infiniti. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 10/31/18. See dealer for details.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does. Possibly does.
President Trump saying the U.S. has asked for audio of the journalist last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and now presumed murdered. The recording supposedly captures Jamal Khashoggi being tortured, killed, and dismembered. The president also saying he'll get more from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo when he returns from his Middle East trip.
Pompeo saying the U.S. will wait for Saudi Arabia to investigate.
It's reasonable to give them a handful of days more to complete it so they get it right.
This as Turkish police begin a search at the home of Saudi Arabia's top diplomat in Istanbul.
Fox's Simon Owen. And no trial till next year for the Amtrak engineer charged with manslaughter in the deadly derailment in Philadelphia back in 2015. This because of delays in getting evidence from federal investigators. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This just in. Treasury official charged with leaking info on ex-Trump advisor. Guess who the advisors were? Senior official working for the Treasury Department Financial Crimes Enforcement Network has been charged with leaking confidential financial reports on former Trump campaign advisor Paul Manafort, Richard Gates, and others to the media. That's interesting. This activity began in October 2017. So it was a year ago today. And they nabbed him. They include leaks about suspicious transactions made by Manafort, Trump's former campaign chairman, and Gates, a Manafort and longtime business partner who just finished with the trial. So I wonder if they use that evidence in anything, if it was given to someone. Okay. So let's move back into Major Garrett talking about the Saudis. And then I've got something I want you to read. This isn't
it. Well, President Trump is calling Saudi Arabia a great ally and warning against a rush to judgment. The president compares the Khashoggi case to the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, saying he doesn't like the idea of guilty until proven innocent. In an interview, he said he wants to know what happened.
Turkey and Saudi Arabia are looking at it very strongly, and it depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion. Number one, what happened, but whether or not they knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
Major Garrett is at the White House with the latest.
President Trump has given the Saudis plenty of time, every benefit of the doubt, and taken no visible steps on behalf of the U.S. government to seek actual hard evidence about the disappearance and possible murder of U.S. resident Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. What the president has done is repeated denials from the highest levels of the Saudi government, including referring yesterday to a phone call with the de facto leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who told the president he knew nothing about what happened to Khashoggi.
So they're fussing at him because he's repeating what he's being told. And he just said if they did know about it, that's bad. Pompeo said the same thing. They'll explore to the highest levels. So what happens if they find out through a clandestine operation, CIA, or some other intelligence bureau, Turkish intelligence, and they can piece the thing together? Now, I think what they do is they do it quietly. They do it behind the scenes. And they try not to be boisterous or demanding, which is the way you're supposed to do foreign policy. They want to do this, like, you need to get out and just shout from the housetops on this thing. I think it's smart to kind of give it some time and let these guys try to work out their differences here. So let's stay with Major Garrett here.
Now, the administration's approach continues to defer to the Saudi timetable and the Saudis' approach to its own efforts at fact-finding. Instead of demanding the involvement of U.S. investigators like the FBI or endorsing what the Khashoggi family has called for, an outside, internationally supervised, independent investigation. This approach leaves the unmistakable impression the White House is doing all it can to accommodate Saudi appeals for time and Saudi efforts to explain, if they can, what many fear is a high crime and a brazen human rights violation. The president is facing growing pressure on Capitol Hill, even from some Republican allies, to denounce the Saudi actions or at least be more skeptical of Saudi explanations. Lindsey Graham, a longtime ally of the White House, said that the Crown Prince is a toxic force who cannot be a legitimate world leader. Businesses are pulling back from the Saudis, diplomatic tensions are rising, and the administration feels very stressed about this ongoing situation.
And again, that's the way to handle it, is that you're not sitting there, and it's so funny that the press wants Trump to kind of step out in front of this thing, where what he's doing is he's letting the world kind of have their influence with this thing. And you look at the Saudi stock market, you look at the Saudi currency, they're starting to really run into some problems here. And that, you can't fight off a dozen dogs that are kind of nipping at you. If you have one that you can focus on, that's it. And so I think Trump's doing the right thing here. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Damore Show.
Hey, thanks for picking up.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great, as a matter of fact.
I like great.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a stupid question.
There are no stupid questions.
Well, wait till you hear this one. Don't jump to conclusions. Is this guy an American citizen?
No.
Well, why do we even give a crap? I know it's humanitarian, but that's the United Nations. Why does it all fall on Trump?
It didn't all fall on Trump. I think it's falling on a lot of different people. I think that's why I think the media wants, particularly the Washington Post, wants Trump to do something and do something now. And like I just said, I think Trump is actually doing it the right way. And they're kind of going, well, he's apologizing for him. No, he's not. He's just repeating what they said. And if it turns out what they said was wrong, then I think he's going to let the course of action fall on it.
Yeah, they just want to keep putting pressure on him, that's all.
That's exactly right. That's exactly, yeah. Exactly right. They want Trump to do their bidding for him, and yeah. I think there are going to be other world leaders that are going to step into this thing and kind of go, you know, this isn't a very good thing.
Do it. Yeah. All right, good talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. Just got word from Reed Ingram that... they're having the Harvest Fest Saturday and Sunday down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. And let me tell you, there's so much fun things that are going on. They've got the hay rides. They've got the moo train. They've got pumpkins to be carved up. They've got all sorts of stuff. And what you do is you go in to the area that they've got kind of fenced off in there. And it's $10 for kids, $6 for adults, and you can go in, and they're going to have a great time. So they've got pumpkins galore. You can go decorate. You can go purchase some pumpkins, do your fall harvest, but they're going to have music the whole nine yards. So take advantage of this. It is a fun time. It's going to be every Saturday and Sunday beginning at 10 o'clock from now until Halloween. And the kids will love it. It's a small price to pay to have a great time. People go down there and they stay all day. And they just run the kids to death. So they'll sleep like little babies that night. So go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, 10 o'clock. We're going to be giving away some wristbands for them. For you, probably do that on Friday and get that taken care of. So you guys can have a good time on Saturday and or Sunday. So take advantage of that. Let's see here. We had a... Let me do this. I'm going to hand you an article that was in the Washington Post.
All right.
And this kind of goes with some polling data that I've seen. And the title of this op-ed was, "Is the Blue Wave Collapsing That's Coming Up for Midterms?"
Is the Blue Wave... Okay. Collapsing before it reaches the shore here.
Before it reaches the shore.
By Megan McArdle?
Right. Washington Post.
One can only assume that in the Kavanaugh home, there's a horseshoe over every door, a rabbit's foot in every pocket, and a lawn entirely planted with four-leaf clover. There are half a dozen times during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination battle when most experts were certain he'd have to be withdrawn. Republicans already faced a likely Democratic wave in the midterms, and standing by Kavanaugh would all but concede not only the House, but also possibly the Senate. Yet somehow he was confirmed, and his party's luck is even more astonishing. Far from turning the blue wave into an indigo tsunami, the Kavanaugh fight seems to have produced a red undertow. As of this writing, that backwash looks strong enough to check Democratic advances in the Senate, and maybe even gain a couple of seats. If Republicans are very lucky, they might even retain control of the House. The GOP shouldn't be too surprised at such turns, given its hard schooling in 2016 about the limits of establishment expertise. But Democrats have so far avoided taking similar lessons. Hillary Clinton's defeat could be explained by historical accidents instead. The party settled on a comforting narrative. Russian interference in the election, and an untimely FBI announcement about Clinton's illegal email server, and combined with the archaic Electoral College to hand Donald Trump a narrow win despite his losing the popular vote. Bad luck, of course, but not much to be learned except that sometimes life is unfair. The past few weeks can't be explained away so easily. It's virtually certain that whoever leaked Christine Blasey Ford's allegations about Kavanaugh thought they were doing Democrats a good political turn. And quote-unquote structural unfairness of the political system can't explain why voters who told pollsters before the Kavanaugh process that they were leaning Democratic now seem to have taken a right turn. But if the blue wave collapses before it hits shore, Democrats may need to ask whether hashtag MeToo and other forms of identity politics are really the wave of the Democratic future. Democrats have been waiting for that wave to crest for a long time, at least since the 2002 publication of The Emerging Democratic Majority by John Judis and Rye Texaria.
I'll go with that.
Interesting name. That book's modest thesis suggested that demographic trends would increase traditional Democratic constituencies while slowly shrinking the GOP's base, as long as Democrats could find a way to hold their current coalition together. By 2016, many saw that as prophecy. All they needed to do was wait for the GOP's atavistic denizens to die off, leaving the country to those on the right side of history. Yet salvation keeps failing to arrive. We now have the most diverse electorate in American history. If the strong version of the EDM thesis were correct, not even gerrymandering, voter suppression, and untimely FBI announcements would have handed the Republicans enough power to tip the Electoral College in their favor. The prophecy failed. And still, a whole lot of folks seem to be waiting for history to vindicate them. A quick glance at actual history shows that it doesn't have a quote-unquote right side where Democrats can dwell. It doesn't mechanically hand out power to the morally superior or to the smartest or to those with the best manners. Elections are won by those who assemble the biggest coalition of citizens to deliver votes where they're needed. After 2016, but especially after Kavanaugh, Democrats should be asking whether an increasing focus on identity politics is actually enlarging their coalition. The more explicitly you target specific identities, the more likely you are to alienate the identities against which they're implicitly framed. As Nate Cohn of the New York Times wrote in 2016, one way to think about Trump's victory was that the white working class people started voting like a minority group and were 40% of the electorate. And one way to think about the red undertow is that while women make up half the electorate, so do men. If something runs up the women's vote but threatens the other half of the country, it's likely to be at best an electoral wash. Or worse, if some of the women in the electorate think of their brothers and fathers, husbands and sons, whose fortunes are inextricably tied to their own. Of course, we should fight misogyny and racism whether or not it's politically expedient. These are important moral issues. But the country faces a lot of important moral questions. Democrats can't answer any of them without first getting into power.
That was an excellent op-ed, and it really nailed it. Really nailed it. Because the white middle-class voter was acting like a minority. They felt it... for their existence, for getting where they wanted to be, they had to get out and vote in 2016. Guess what? That same thing is happening in 2018. I'm going to have more information on that when we come back from this short break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance.
That's the guy I wanted to hear here. So in looking at some of these this polling information that I've been recently exposed to, this thing does have a kind of a 2016 feel to it in kind of a different way. In 2016, the Clinton Democrats were not fired up, and the Trump Republicans were very fired up, and the Trump independents were very fired up. Hence the way everything kind of unfolded. Now, when you add the overlay of this thing, these red states, and forget about everything else, there's 66 districts that we're really interested in, 66. And let's listen to a pollster, former Trump pollster, kind of talking about the midterms here, former Trump pollster.
Midterm elections are just 3 weeks away. Yep, 21 days. Many pollsters are predicting Democrats will take the House. But our next guest says not so fast. Here to explain, John McLaughlin. John, something's happening that gives Republicans hope.
Right.
But you see it in the numbers. What is it?
What is it? Basically, there's 63 million Trump voters out there. Midterm elections, you only get 90 million voters usually come out. And what's happened is the Kavanaugh hearings backfired. The Democrats overreached. They tried to get the Republicans to pull the president back off, and millions of Trump voters would have stayed home. Instead, they got fired up, so they're coming back into the polls. And what it is that basically they see what would happen in Congress if the Democrats take over.
Couple of things. You believe that Republicans are missing out. Number one, Democrats are running ads bringing up health care. Right. That's good for them. Right. What Republicans should be doing is putting Nancy Pelosi out there.
Absolutely.
Let her know, let the country know what it was like when she was Speaker, and let her know what she's capable of doing, like what she did to President Bush.
Absolutely. We have 20 days to do that. And that motivates our voters, because we did a September poll with Pacadell where 30% of Americans were favorable to her, 55% unfavorable, 86% unfavorable among Trump voters. She had a 53% unfavorable among the independent women, who are the big swing voters. So the party needs to be running ads. Stop Nancy Pelosi. She's about to become the highest ranking Democrat in the country, the voice of the Democratic Party, and she could stop the president's agenda.
Brian steps on him all the time. So that's right. Pelosi is, when you look at numbers on Pelosi, she is like at the bottom of the barrel. And healthcare, they need to get back on that and do it stronger, and they need to get on the economy. Those are, you can just kind of go down the list of that. So let's listen to the second part of this. We're going to be talking about those districts.
And, you know, the president doesn't even mention as much. He brings up Maxine Waters' light, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, but he said focus like a laser because the Senate looks safe. Just in terms of numbers, this is why John McLaughlin's saying what he's saying. If you look at the Republicans up in the generic battleground states, and keep in mind, too, this is a time in which history has shown us for 200-plus years, the party in power takes a pounding, 47% for Republicans, Democrats at 46%. So they're up a point where they were trailing in double digits.
In the battleground districts, in those 66 competitive districts in this ABC poll. And by the way, nationally in that poll, it's only 26% Republican. We were 33% on Election Day in 2016. The Trump strategy was to bring out new voters. And we got to bring them back and let them know that Nancy Pelosi will have open borders, government-run health care, raise taxes. Right now in our polls, 57% of all Americans say the economy is getting better, only 32% worse.
And I should just may underline it, you said it, but that's a battleground generic. In terms of the overall generic, it's still up for the Democrats. Now, when these Guatemalans are trying to get here, they might be wonderful people, but that is something that Republicans could focus on, because if Nancy Pelosi has the House, the borders are open.
Open borders, sanctuary cities, criminal illegal aliens coming in. So it's basically in the rule of law. So we have to stop it. The Republican National Committee should be spending millions of dollars of ads right now to stop Pelosi. Bunch of it.
All right. Now, John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Exciting time. John's first words to me were, I have not slept.
Typical of a poster. I had to leave that in there because I had heard...
especially, all right, a month out. Less than a month
Less than 3 weeks out now.
Yeah.
So what this is getting down to, and we're going to pick this up after the mayor is on next hour, but what this is getting down to is that these elections are getting very localized. Trump is doing the right thing by inserting himself into it and saying to them, make it about me, because where it's going to count is in the red states, because they've got more to lose than in the Senate than the Republicans do. So make it about me. And I'm going to be the one up front telling them that I need you. I need the Congress in there, or the policies and plans are not going to be able to carry out. If you listen to him, that has become the theme. Kavanaugh is one big chunk of it. Permanent tax cuts are going to be another one. An economy that's going and doing more for it. All of those things are positive messages. Now, the Democrats in the media will have you believe that, for example, my good friend Dana Roybacker, that the NRCC pulled out support for him. They say, well, he's failing. Well, in looking at it, he's actually now almost in a safe position. Now, I think they're going to throw money back in there if something happens with that. But I don't think you're going to see Dana on the bad list. I think you can see him probably plus five. Then they're going, well, Trump won that area by 15 points. Dana can only do five. Well, you had an enthusiastic voter base. We talked about people getting out to vote. Here's another thing. Trump lost California by 4 million votes. 4 million. That is more, a lot more than the number of the 1.5 million deficit that he got with Clinton. You got it basically in New York and California, and you can break it down to a handful of areas. Dan Moore Show will be back after our top of the hour break with Mayor Todd Strait.